Priscilla, you sang like Priscilla. Forget about Pink or whoever that girl is. I want to listen to Priscilla. For you formed my inward parts. You knit together in my mother's wombs. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. God, we want to thank you and praise you that when you look at us, you don't see imperfection. When you look at us, you see these beautiful, beautiful people living and breathing miracles. Please bless this time we have together now as we look at the psalm. In your name we pray, amen. Let me say this. It's so good when it works. That's not what I want. Let's try it one more time. We good? Well, we're going to leave it right there. You have value. How many times do we forget this just about ourselves? You have value. You are a walking, living, breathing miracle. How many of you like to take selfies on Facebook? Yeah. Do you ever notice that you don't take like the normal selfie, do you? You will take a selfie, but if it doesn't look perfect, what will you do? Delete. Let me try again. Oh, left side's better. You're right. Good. We take a lot of pictures of ourselves, but we always take the pictures because we want the very best of the best. And usually the picture that you take of yourself, if we're going to be honest, it doesn't really look like you all that often, does it? Like no one's ever really looking at this side of your face all the time. Facebook and other elements of media, they make us think that we have to be someone that we're not. And usually the people that we pretend to be are not those actual people. And then people begin to judge themselves based on the people that we're not. And then you get involved in looking at magazines and media and you realize these people are photoshopped and they're not actually even what they look like. And yet you're comparing yourself to them. Anyone exhausted yet? It's exhausting. And we're so hard on ourselves. The message I want to share with you right now is you have so much value. You are a living, breathing miracle. You are made of protons, neutrons, electrons, all spinning out of control. You are made of the same thing as stars. You are a miracle. Let me ask you a couple questions, though. Can you be an environmentalist and not really think the environment's all that interesting? What do you think? Can you enjoy being an environmentalist and not really love nature? Be interesting. Can you be a social activist and look at humanity and say, no hope? Look at culture and think, not worth redeeming. Can you be that person? Can you be a Christian, a Christ follower, who's supposed to share the love of God, and yet you don't love yourself? Because here's the deal. An environmentalist who doesn't really love the environment, we would say the tree hugger has just gone another element of weird. Right? We would say the social activist who doesn't see the world as something that can be redeemed, who doesn't see redemptive qualities in people and cultures, we would say, that sounds pretty odd, doesn't it? You know, we come from an interesting culture, don't we, as Adventists? We are Seventh-day Adventists. We look for the advent of Christ. However, how many of you have ever heard people talk about the elections? And they'll say something like this. Well, I voted for so-and-so because I want the world to end. To many Adventists, we would, okay, I see what you're saying. But to anyone else, we would say, are you mad? That sounds nuts. I want the world to end. Because what does the world ending look like? It looks like war, pestilence, famine. You want that? You're a social activist and that's what you're looking forward to? I don't know that those always add up. You're a Christ follower. And you believe you are inherently bad. Your humanity is a curse. And yet you are supposed to go out into the world and share good news about a God that is love and how to bring healing and repair to others when you yourself believe it's not possible because you are inherently bad? That kind of falls apart, doesn't it? We become these walking odd contradictions. But let me say this. This is actually not how the Hebrews viewed life. When the Hebrews viewed the stars and the world and the people and themselves, what they did is they understood everything is a beautiful walking miracle. It is a mystery. And it's all part of the divine.